Spirit Radio Podcasts.
In our weekly Life in 5 interview, we get to talk to someone about their life, its ups and downs, and how they might have seen God at work in all of that. And they do it by answering 5 questions that they choose from a short list. And in studio to tell us more, we have Anthony Magorian. He's a professional classical singer. And Anthony, you are very welcome to the show this morning.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. So first of all, Anthony, can you just, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself, introduce yourself to our listening audience.
Oh yeah, my name's Anthony Magorian, as you said. I'm in my 30s. I grew up in Rathcoole. My dad passed away there last year,
and my mom
moved off to Port Arlington, and this is where we live. And I've spent most of my time in Dublin. Most of my relations are in Dublin. I've taken most interest in music, and also I love philosophy, theology. I like a little bit of psychology as well. And I spent 3 years in seminary, in which I was discerning vocation to priesthood. I didn't stay there, though I did get a bachelor's degree in philosophy and music, and now I'm kind of trying to excel in the music in it. I had done other things in my life before that, like I had been in Mater Dei Institute towards secondary school teaching for 2 years. I'd also, before that, had been driving for Dublin Bus. So I drove Dublin Bus for 4 years in Dublin city centre.
What age were you? You must have been a young age driving Dublin Bus.
I was 22 when I started.
Yeah.
So 22 to 26.
Yeah.
Spent 4 years. But it was actually quite comical because when I was in the driving seat, you did get some funny faces and a few funny instances too, where people were looking like with a shock on it, because I looked more like 16.
Well, you look young at the moment. I mean, say at the moment you look like you're 20, so I can imagine when you were in your 20s what you look like.
Exactly. Exactly. So anyway, yeah, so I was, and I had
you
a kind of
skipping school to drive the bus.
Yeah, I had a chirpy attitude and you know, sort of way about me as well in the driving seat, so it made it even more comical.
I
like,
would have,
you know,
loved for you to be my bus driver.
Thanks very much.
Yeah. That's so great. That's a very interesting background.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very interesting. So are you ready for your questions?
I am ready for the questions.
Okay, great, great. So I love these questions, actually. They're really thought-provoking questions. So the first one, Anthony, is what is your favorite Bible verse and why?
Yeah, I was just recalling something my brother said, which is that the, you know, different stages of your life, you can have different favourites, you know. Mm. But a particular favourite for me that kind of stands out all the time is in the Gospel, I think it's St. John, where Christ says that I've come to give you life, that you may have it abundantly to the full. And that kind of reminds me of, like, you know, when we fall from grace, like into sin, and then God sweeps those up from the depths of that misery and the sin, and actually gives us new life in his grace, and kind of sustains us along afresh and everything else. That I kind of think that having life to the full, like, we kind of have only a limited amount of life in this life. And that's what really strikes me, that we might sort of think to ourselves that we have plenty of life, but we've actually only a very small amount of life compared to what God desires to give us. And if we would only abide in him, like, so Christ is saying, if you abide in me, then my Father and I will come and make our home in you. And if this is true, which it is, well, then we have life, and we have life to the full. We have life to abundance. And I'm looking forward to getting this greater life as we go along, as we grow in virtue, etc., until we have the fullness of life in his kingdom, you know.
Beautiful, beautiful. Very, very, very well thought out as well. So when's the time that you heard something really clear from God?
Yeah, I was kind of thinking of this one as well, and I thought there was different instances in my life, but one that struck me so much was at the end of my seminary experience in Maynooth. It was a very challenging time in my life, because I was had the challenge and the stress and so on of doing the honours degree and getting through all that at the end. But I was also asked to go to a parish in Dublin, because I was studying for the Dublin Diocese, and actually talk about my seminary experience. And of course, it was a very good experience, but a very challenging experience. And I didn't really feel up to it. And I kind of thought, like, oh, so in my human nature, if you like, I thought, oh, no, I don't think I'm the best person to do this right now. But I'll tell you what. So they said, write your name down. And if you write your name down, then we'll put you forward for this. And I didn't write my name down, because I was determined that, look, I don't think I'm up to it. I will leave it for another time.
I'm skipping this one
for now. And then I got this letter saying, thanks very much for putting your name down to do...
Anthony, how did that happen?
I was wondering the same. And I have to say, I wasn't in a very good place at that stage for me to kind of... And I was wondering, so I rang up I went directly to the priest, not who my name was put down for, but for the priest that I was going to speak in his parish in mm-hmm. Dublin. And I rang him and there was no answer. I rang him again a few days later and there was no answer. And then I start getting kind of frustrated because I kind of thought it's coming very close to the time that I'm supposed to do it. And I'm getting a little frustrated that I kind of felt compelled or forced into it. Like, and I don't think anybody was trying to do that. It was just I couldn't get through. So when it came, I decided to do some in my prayer. Like I went to Eucharistic Adoration, you know, so I sat before Christ and I started praying. And I was trying to express how frustrated I was and stuff with all the, you know, like I said, the challenge and stress of exams coming up and everything and coming to the end of 3 years there and stuff. And I needed, you know, time out. I needed a break, basically. And what I realised I had wrong was I hadn't actually asked the good Lord himself, what did he desire?
Yeah.
So I looked and I was like this and I'm not really happy with that. And you know how much I'm going through at the moment and everything else. And I just don't. Then I looked and I said, oh, and then I said, Lord, what do you want? What do you desire? Because I realized I hadn't asked. And that was when God spoke to me so clearly in my heart, because I realized, and I'm no exaggeration whatsoever, within an instant, a peace came over me. Like as if, you know, Christ was saying, that was the one thing you lacked. You didn't actually ask me, what do I desire of you? And then I said, I'll do it. Do you know what? I will do it. And then not only that, it was such a wonderful success. I felt confident at the ambo on the altar. And I just thought everything. I just felt the presence of God and our Blessed Mother and so on with me and so on and so forth. And then I even they even asked me to sing in the parish when the parish priest heard that I had was able to sing. So I sang Panis Angelicus up with the choir backing me there and everything. And it was just a wonderful experience. And I realized, that's what it was. Good Lord said it real clearly because I had just asked him.
Yeah. You know, that's such a good thing to kind of reflect on for our whole life, isn't
yeah.
it? Sometimes we get into situations and we just forget to go to God and say, well, what do you want?
Yeah.
Yeah. What a simple thing. It's the simple things that are so important.
Yeah.
So this one now, I'm really looking forward to asking this question since you have this music background and all.
Yeah.
What is your favorite piece of music and why?
Yeah. I love a whole selection of music, and one of my most favourites would be Chopin concertos. Chopin has two concertos. His there's one. The first one he did second. The second one he did first. apparently, and yeah, and I really like it. It's a slow movement. The second concerto, the slow movement is just so beautiful. It's just so rich and it's romantic and. It's because he's a romantic composer. I always love Chopin and Debussy and Beethoven. They would be my favourite composers. So I really, if I just kind of sit back, I love Shostakovich as well. He has a beautiful concerto as well. So I suppose I like the piano concertos. Mm-hmm. They would be kind of my favourites.
The ones that, and why? Why are those your favourite?
I suppose I like the pieces that start sort of and tell a journey, but through music.
Mm-hmm.
So the beauty of the music without any words, even though I love the words too in other pieces, and you just kind of enjoy sort of getting it. In other words, it touches your soul through the music alone, and that can be so beautiful too.
Really moving.
Moving, and it's I suppose the tinkling of the piano. I find it more difficult or less enjoyable to listen to symphonies without any solo. So like if you have a piano or if you have a violin or you know any of these kind of instruments like a flute or something, I find those the most beautiful with the symphony orchestra in the background, you know, or an orchestra in the background supporting it. So I really do. I suppose you can get in touch with the good Lord through and with God and life and so on and so forth, and in touch with the joy of nature too, because through the music without words as well. So
isn't that beautiful?
That's
beautiful. That's beautiful. What makes you happy?
What makes me happy? I was actually saying, I wonder, I hope I don't sound too pious when I say this, but I find that if I'm not in the state of grace and I find that I'm going around and I realise I find it even hard to do my ordinary day's work. Like, you know, I find it hard meeting with people or doing anything that would be wrought in God, because I kind of find like I want to be in this state of grace. So I find that when I go to confession and I'm actually... living in the love and grace of God, I find that then I'm most happy. And I know most sound very pious, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
I really find that if I'm going around with my heart heavy, mm-hmm. knowing that I'm not sort of abiding in Christ and so on, then I kind of feel like things are sagging and stuff. But if I actually have the abundance, I think of it like pulling the sails up. And it doesn't have to be mortal sin. It just has to be like knowing very well, maybe being cranky or maybe having, you know,
being
whatever the case may be.
People, yeah.
Yeah, and upset or maybe not trusting. I find it not trusting in God enough through difficult times or times of unsurety when we know that he's ever trustworthy and we're the untrustworthy ones. So I kind of feel like, you know, but when I do actually pull the sails tight, then I'm going full steam ahead. I feel the happiest.
Yeah.
I really do.
It doesn't sound pious to me at all. It sounds very mature. Actually,
very mature, reassuring.
Very insightful. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. And the last question, I can't believe we got through these so quickly. I feel like I want to ask you more, but we can only do five. So your last question is, who is the person who has had a big influence on you in your life?
Yeah, well, it's very interesting because I was brought up, my dad was very kind of very strict now, but he was very I think authentically Catholic, you know, in his understanding of the Catholic Church and the catechism and the teachings and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. So, and my ma has a very sort of quiet and simple faith that she's consistent with and you know, faithful to and so on. So that's very inspiring for me, both my parents. But it was actually, my dad gave me a whole pile of CDs of Archbishop Fulton Sheen, you know, Venerable Sheen.
I know.
And it really has really enhanced my life in the sense that I've come to really understand the catechism so well through his preaching.
Sheen's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I must have about 50 hours of his
wow.
Material
Lucky
with CD,
you.
DVDs rather, and tapes that my dad did as well, before recorded in the 70s and into the 80s or whatever. But he died in 1979. But some of these CDs or these DVD or what we say tapes kind of have been hanging around the house for a while.
Yeah.
And dad gave me the selection, so I was absolutely delighted. So I kind of feel that I have like sort of a prayerful friendship with Archbishop Sheen, even though he died in 1979, just a year before I was born, after I was born. And then I kind of realized that we can actually have that. It's a testimony to the living spirit of God in each of us, that even if someone passes away, you can still enjoy the benefits of their yes to God by listening to that faith. I think he brings it alive. He's very dramatic and he's very artistic, and that appeals to me in the sense of being able to be passionate about the love and the warm heart of Christ and be able to bring that to God's people without compromising truth or authentic relationship with God, you know.
Wow. Mm. Okay, and I've enjoyed this.
So did I.
and I want to give you a chance to talk about your CD. Yeah, we're gonna play a track from your album. It's called On Aaron's Island, and it's a fundraiser for the Catholic and pro-life organizations, and it features even a pro-life composition by yourself to help save the Eighth Amendment. Tell people how can they get their hands on your music?
Oh yeah, they can get their hands on my music from my website if they like. I have them downloadable. You can download a single track or onto like an MP3 player, and or you can do the whole CD, the whole five pieces. It's kind of like a mini album. It's a stepping stone to a full album. We did it. William Smith is the organist, and he's outstanding organist for sure. And we did it out in Claremorris Church. And we put five pieces together, including, as you said, Ave Maria, Panis Angelicus, Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence, and Hail Glorious St. Patrick. And I composed the first piece. It's called From a Lonely Woman's Womb, and it's kind of depicting a child in the womb pleading with the mother to kind of cherish him or her rather than obviously like destroy him or her. And it's kind of hoping to touch the hearts of all people, men, women and children, to kind of cherish life from the moment of conception. That's what it is. And it's gentle, it's inoffensive. There's no words in it that would be offensive, but it's still, you know, authentic, an authentic appeal from the child, if you like. So that's what it is. It's a partial fundraiser from the point of view that it's €2 for every CD, which is just €5, will go to pro-life and Catholic organisations, and the rest goes to the duplication and the the publication of the CD, and to help me a little bit on my way, because I'm just kind of getting out there, and I'd like to sort of help me on my way.
So absolutely, absolutely. Well, that's great. And you have an email. It's anthonymagorian377@gmail.com and a website, anthonymagorian@.com.
.com,
yeah. So brilliant. So people can get in touch with you that way. Well, we're going to play a track from the album. It's Schubert's Ave Maria. And thank you so much for coming on. And you have something.
Just to mention, if you check out the website, you get all the information about me. I'm hoping to do Catholic funerals and weddings and any kind of other Catholic events, I guess. And it'd be nice if you could send me an email, anything, or if you'd like me to send you a hard copy of the CD, I can do that, no problem, in the post.
Okay.
And so on and so forth. So that's great.
Okay, so that's anthonymagorian377@gmail.com, or you can go to the website, anthonymagorian.com. Anthony, thanks for coming on.
Not at all. Thank
this
you so
morning,
much.
And we're going to have a listen now to your CD.
That's great.
Christ, to Him, Jesus.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.